Our guest today is John Taylor from Branch 183, the Legion here in Kincardine. Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm great, JC. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in today to talk about the Kincardine Blues Fest. Specifically, there's going to be a stage that's going to be set up at the Legion. People will be able to go and take part in the Kincardine Blues Fest by seeing music at the Legion. And there won't be a cover charge. I think that's the best part.
Well, no cover charge at all. Yes, Rick and Brad that come to see me 5-6 months ago when we knew about the dig coming and wondered about the possibility of moving one of the stages over to the Legion. And we welcome them with open arms. Rick and Marilyn, the type of job they do in bringing the Lighthouse Blues Festival to town. We've got some great talent. And Rick has been so generous in allowing us four fabulous bands. So I want to tell the people of Bruce Gregg County, if you love music, the afternoon on July the 15th, the Legion is the place to be. We start off with right at 11 o'clock in the morning with Big Dan. Big Dan is a veteran of old school Chicago style blues. He loves to play the guitar. He makes it fun for the audience. And he is backed by some very talented and seasoned professional musicians. So Big Dan kicks it off at 11 o'clock. That's followed by Mike Nagoda. Now, Mike was here, I would say, a couple of months ago at the Bruce Inn. And if you missed him then, don't miss him at the Legion on July the 15th. Mike was born with cerebral palsy, and he has not let that stop him from honing his guitar skills. And he plays a very, very mean double slide guitar. And again, he is backed by some very talented musicians. So that starts with Mike Nagoda at about 12 noon. The final two bands I am very, very familiar with. They'll be at the Legion on July the 15th as well. The first band at 2 o'clock will be one that's been involved with the Kitchener Blues Festival. And if you know the talent that the Kitchener Blues Festival has, you'll know that these two bands are just unbelievable. Rob Damon, who's part of the Water Street Blues Band, will be here with the whole band, the Water Street Blues Band. Rob Damon was instrumental in starting the Kitchener Blues Festival 2+ decades ago. Also, we'll have Fog Blues and Brass Band. They will bring a great party groove to our Legion. So to the folks in surrounding area and listening to us, let me tell you, you should put on your dancing shoes or your dancing sandals if you want to be entertained by these two bands. Fog has a fabulous horn section that blows music lovers away for sure. Fog will be doing two sets that afternoon, but come early, it all kicks off at 11 o'clock with Big Dan and ends with Fog Brass and Blues Band later on in the afternoon. And in true Legion fashion, we're still going to have the meat draw that day and the 50-50 raffle. And we'll have a barbecue going all day for the folks all afternoon. So we have a fabulous lineup on July the 15th. I urge you fun-seeking music lovers not to miss the July 15th event at our Legion. And if you're a real music lover and can get up fairly early Sunday morning, there's a great musician. I've followed his career for the last 2.5-3 decades. Mike Erb is coming with his wife Diane for the gospel breakfast on Sunday morning at Victoria Park. Rick has just put together another great show. That gospel breakfast, and I'm not a believer, I guess, or what you could call them, but I love gospel music, and Mike Erb is just fantastic.
Well, it's going to be another fantastic year for the Lighthouse Blues Festival. Of course, it's a 3-day event. You can get details at lighthousebluesfestival.com, including the map of where all the stages are. The SUP stage is going to be at the Legion. It's the Saturday, July 15th. That's when all the bands that John just mentioned are going to be performing. Again, no cover charge. They're going to do the 50-50 draw, and I think this is the only stage where you're going to see a meat draw. I think that's guaranteed.
I think you're safe in saying that, JC.
All right. We are very excited about it, John. If people want to get more details specifically on what's happening at the Legion that day, how would people find out more info?
Well, you can go to our Kincardine Legion website. I'll be posting stuff on Kincardine Strong as we get nearer the event. But come and visit us at the Legion and maybe pick up a ticket on the Catch the Ace as well. But mark July 15th down on your calendar if you are a music lover.
We will post all the details on our website at shorelineclassicsfm.com. But again, the Legion offering a full stage and a full day of live music during the Kincardine Lighthouse Blues Festival. Again, details online at lighthousebluesfestival.com. John Taylor from the Legion, thanks for coming in to talk about the big day.
Thank you, JC.